Tahara, on something we learned previously, which somebody pointed out to me, and I found actually in the Dirshu edition of Mishnah Berurah, is an Ishah Nogea, a lot of Maisa today in the Israeli army. I thought it was an interesting Ahara. So before we start Siman Tzadi Zayin, so we have a little time, we'll just go back to something we had in Siman Tzadi Hei. Siman Tzadi Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Dalet, that's where the Mechaber uses those magic words, Yeroy Ali. He says, Yeroy Ali, Shem Nosnu Efer Bamayim Mechamim Shabiyorah Kodim Shinich HaKderes Kutofa. That's where the Mechaber mentioned. There's no comment from the Ramah. That's where the Mechaber says that if you're, this is the sugya, this is the part of Tzadi Hei, was talking about washing the dishes together, even milk inflation dishes together in the same yore, or using a milk and yore inflation dishes, whatever the discussion we had, things touching each other, and about focus closest to Ramban, right? And then 2 days ago, what we're hoping for. Anyway, so, and conceptual machlokes was close to Ramban, but the Chabad writes over here that we have Efer, Eshe, in the water, which is a Talmud. So then, even if the Eshe are there from before, so that creates a Talmud, and then even if there is a Shulman Dovah, even if there's actual stuff on the plate, it's Mutter, because it makes it into a Nosein Talmud of God. So claimed the Chabad Yevo Elim. So because Kesvav made the reference that I said briefly last time to what the Ramor writes in the end of Siman Pei Zayin. We had those four chumers of the Ramor at the end of Siman Pei Zayin. One of them was about the shampoo. And he says you shouldn't make shampoo out of, I guess what you call the lefty. You have a pot that had basur, and you want to take basur and chalav, basically residue in a pot to make it an abrasive thing to wash your hair with. I thought they'd make some shampoo. So the Ramah is machmir that one shouldn't do it. So the Taz writes, it's in Kotan Tesvav here, it's in Tzadi Hei. The Taz writes, the fees are any issue of Nafal Boris, recurring Zayf, also Mechela, the top Tasha, which are Boris, Yishpo Efer. I touched that a little bit, non kosher soap. Right? I had an Aruch HaShulchan, I think, from later on, okay, that mentioned about it. The Taz mentioned it here. And then he says, but Tzarech Ian Harazu. Okay, he said the Boris has Efer in it, therefore it's impossible. It's not a problem, possible, it's a common problem. But then he writes, Tzarech Ian Horazu Bilael Simon Pei Zayin, because of Ramah, that Kli Shosim Bamayim Lechafipas Harosh, Urgilus Hu La'arit Shom Basa Bechal, okay, that was a Chumra. The Chavinos, the Talmud Gam, ain't Shumis of Basa Bechal, Gamri. Okay, so he wonders why, you know, what the difference is between that case over there, where Ramah was not there, and over here. It's also, this is, you know, talking about mixing with other stuff, like Efer, shampoo is not generally edible. So the Ramah has a Chumra, or the Ramah himself admitted it was only a Chumra, but why, you know, why is this case different over here? So that's what the Taz wonders. And the Taz, again, he mentions the children of the Ma'aril. Okay, anyway, at the end he says, what's Tzarech Iyun L'maisa? The Shach and the Kudus HaKesef on this Taz, Sukkot and Tesvav, he says that if you take a look, he says it's not a kasha. You think about it carefully, it's not a kasha. Because over there, and basically what he says is that it's a question of how much stuff there is. That's a basically a quantity question. Here, over here, we're talking about the Efer being a Tom Pogan, but what are we talking about so-called? We're talking about a little shuman, a little, you know, stuff on the knife, so that the Efer is enough to take care of. Over there, and the end of Siman Pei Zayin, it's only you have an actual goof chalav and so on, the pot, so that's different. See, it's a matter of quantity. Okay. But what the Shach does say at the end of the Kuzak Kesef, but so, I agree with the Taz, and it was a Vlad Mitameh. In other words, he says, Tzorech in Bahara Zubi Tam Acher. I disagree with the Mechaber here royally over here for different reasons. Not for the reason that the Taz brought up, that I can give you terrorists. But I disagree for a different reason. Okay, what's a different reason? So we saw that we did see. So Chav Aleph, the Shach writes, the royal lady says, "Din zelo nimtzu b'shum posik lo shum echad me'acholim iskiru gam beisozim lo hisu b'ader abba." He says, "Mashu di b'apostin the ain shum takala hagol kli v'yom lo sheish b'mayim samak neged akli." Right, the issue of hagolah that we require that should be in the water in order for hagolah to work, there should be shishim in the water against whatever you're putting in. And he quotes a toast like that. And he says, but Because again, that was a question we mentioned last time. How do you kasher the biggest pot in the city? Right? There's nothing else to put it into. There's no super-sized pot. That's the big, that is the super-sized pot. What do you do? Okay? So basically he says, well, if you have this in Isa, hello, Torah, lo, bo, lo, 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 why not say? So you can kasher by adding Afer into it. That's not kasher. I mean, that's the, you can put Afer into the pot. Okay? And in effect, kasher that way, because it'll be a kam of kam, you don't give everything. That's the Shach's question. That's why the Shach disagrees. That we did say last time, the other day. That's why the Shach disagrees with this year. Royal Lee has suggested the chiddush of the. Of the Mechat. So it's interesting that I missed before, but the Gilyan Maharsha on the bottom here, Shlomo Eger on this shach, points to a tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. It's how the tshuva is Chacham Tzvi in Kuf Alf, where the Chacham Tzvi says, "And Achanami, yeah, you could do that. You're right. You could do that. Basically, Paskin said it's okay. Okay, you could do that with Afer." And basically, you know why none of the poskim that Achron brought up? You know, Shach Kash no one brought up? Yeah, because it's obvious. That's why. So he says, not just the other way. He says, yeah, talk it through work. That Maharsha refers to it here. The Gilyan Maharsha is on the Shach. It's called Kafalah. So he says, he refers to the back in the end of some Pesach, but again, with the Chafifa Saros, the Shimpu. But he writes, we choose a Chav Tzvi from Kufal, Hela Lahatir. Okay? Hela Hatir Vizeh. Okay? So he allowed it. And if you look at that, choose a Chav Tzvi.
So are we saying that the Gilyan Maharsha would also matir Chumah
with the shampoo?
Yeah.
Possibly. Okay, now the question is maybe that, okay, even Ramos said it was only Chumrah. And maybe the Chav Tzvi, maybe the Chav Tzvi is only talking about it, we have no other choice, it's the second best way. But Maisa, you know, we have a disagreement. The Maharsha, so I'll tell you why this comes up. It's interesting. So again, you look at the Chacham Tzvi. So this comes up actually in. I don't know if it's probably print out the whole shul, but I'll give you my comments so you can keep track of it. If you take a look at Hilchos, so Emachon is a Machokas Achronim basically. Lemaisa, Machokas Achronim is a worker, is not a worker. I mean, that's the bottom line. Okay, the Shach seems to start rushing. You can't say such things. No one else brings it up. Not so fast, maybe it does work. Okay. But there is another interesting possibility to consider, and that is based on something in the Shofar and Hilchos Pesach, the Ramon. Ramon writes, okay, the suggestion here we're making is, so you have to kasher a big pot, it's too big to put in something else, so fill it up with hot water and put in ashes. Again, we also had a further question, what we mentioned the other time, is ashes really poking or not? They talk about Afer, that's a suffix closely. Afer, you know, mentioned people eat ashes, eat the eggs and ashes on earth tissue globe and so on. So you do eat ashes. But let's say nowadays, I mean, the detergent, the type of detergent that we put into the dish, you know, to clean, is certainly no sin time of common. Even one of the time we had the other day, even one of the ashes, maybe not, but the detergent would be. So the question comes up, so the suggestion would be you have a big pot. So never mind, you don't have to worry about it. Here's the question. The cooler come up, you don't have to worry about necessarily even the smaller pot, right? Well, let's say you want to kasher something for Pesach. Okay? So, want to make it a top pot, and you didn't wait 24 hours, right? You forgot. And now it's all the time for Pesach. You can't kasher for Pesach already, you know, after this month, and so on and so forth. So, good. So, to kasher, do this, put hot water in, put in the pot, puggle, detergent, and kasher like that. Right, that's the silver. That would be enough, a practical nafkamina in this situation. So the Mechaber writes, or rather Amor writes, it's in the Tof Nun Beis. It's in the Tof Nun Beis in Sif Hei, an interesting machlokes. The machlokes we show it's just an aura, so I'm not going to go through all the chorus. But the Ramor Paskins, the Ein Magilin Bishum Mashke Rak B'mayim. Okay, the general question, can I do Hagola? I mean, I don't know if that's why I went to the would want to, but can I do Hagola in apple juice or some other, in wine? And so, do the same thing you do for normal Hagola, right? Raise the temperature to, you know, to the boiling point, you got 59, I'm sorry, the rosé, right? Mala of Hagos, that's the bubble. Okay, can I use a different liquid other than water? That's the question. So there are more rights, you hope like those will be shown in the past. Ein magilin b'shum mashke rak b'mayim. Leo, B'di'evet, he says, Mahani ha'gol b'chol mashkin. The Beis Yosef says, this is Machlokes Rishonim, basically, which is not our subject now. Generally tends not to come up, okay, except in the way that we're proposing in a moment. But that's what the Ramot passing, this is Hilchos Pesach, or Chaim Sin Tof Nun Beis Sif He in the Ramot. So the Mishnah Berurah comments in Kotn Kofod. The reason he's making with the other is Mishum Yesh Chokin, the God Mashkin Mafikim. The question is, do other liquids have the same capacity to pull out the bleas and so on? That's the issue. So he says, the Mishnah says, since some Rishonim say that you have that it works, and it works with other types of things also. Machokas, the Rashbod is. Okay. Anyway, so. And the Samchino Alin do the other. Now he is, the Mishabur is, this is again the Kotn Chofal. The Mishabur is, the Chosu Aposkin, Duhu Hadin, Mayim Hamurovim Be'efer. What if you have water that you mixed in ashes with? So is that still called water? I mean, in a certain sense, juice, right? The juice, apple juice, orange juice, whatever. It's water, but it has other stuff in it, so it changes its definition, not called water anymore. So the question is, what about water into which you mixed ashes? So that's not something you did. If you're thirsty, you have to plain pool. You're not going to go take a glass of water and ashes. Okay, I mean, in other words, will that fall under the category of what the Ramah says, what the Ramah talked about, is mashkim acherim. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah writes, because of our poskim, who are din mayim hamorovim be'efer, koron loig, some kind of soap or detergent, okay? Oh, mashanovim, I'm sorry for people who make natural water, they put it in other stuff into the water, or there's wine, set it into the water, and so on. She says, Ein lahagil bohem lechatchila rak b'mayim levad. The Mishnah Berurah thinks that you cannot do hagola, you cannot effect hagola, other than plain, pure, I don't know, spring water, but regular water, plain old water. Okay, so Mamela, coming back to our discussion, so it could be that aside from the machlokas that we have here, Yerodeus and Tzadihei, you know, regarding the suggestion of the, you know, of the mechaber that you put in ashes, it's considered the tam of gam, and the shach's rejection of that, so nobody says it, and then the Gilead Marshal says, yeah, but Chamsi said in fact it works, and then, you know, in fact no one else talked about it, but they assumed it was double poshut. Okay, so we have this other problem. That's my point is, if you go over to Hilchos Pesach, you see a different problem. Will that be considered to be magil? This pot, then the trick won't work. If you hold it, that's not real water. Now you mix it with ashes, and it's not going to be not going to accomplish what it has to accomplish. It's only water that weakens whatever the beliefs are, and the water and ashes doesn't. Okay, yeah.
Could be.
So let's see. So that's what Mishnah Berurah says. And with the Yevet Mahani, the Yevet, it works. Okay, so in the Dirshu edition of the Mishnah Berurah, so it's not my keys. Okay. Actually, Moshe Feinstein, actually had two chubas about this. Yerodeh Chelik Beis, Simon Lamed Aleph, and there's Chelik Beis, Simon Mem Aleph. What he's talking about is something else. It was a dairy plant that makes milk, and they wanted to, once a week or once a month, whatever it is, use it to run for Chol Yisrael. Okay, they wanted to, so in fact, they hold the Chol Stam, it's a problem. So they wanted to, so it's be kasher. Whatever has to be kosher, whatever work, whatever utensils there are on the dairy plant, now to do a Chol Yisrael run. And but the company that made the mashkeg the milk is not going to say, oh, okay, so for 24 hours we won't produce anything, so you can make Chol Yisrael. They're willing to give you a Chol Yisrael run, but they're not, this is so good. So forget waiting 24 hours, let's do this other trick. Okay, let's just run water through it with the ashes, with the detergent, or whatever. It's also in Talmud of God, you don't have to wait 24 hours, and do not go in that fashion. Right? So Moshe says, well, he's comfortable pogromizing agents, right?
That's I'm saying if you do without the detergents. You maybe just said that according to your...
No, so he said... No, so then you had the nose of gotten it out, but by running it through that one time, the first time, that makes it like 24 hours. But since he wasn't comfortable with counting that as the Hagolah also, it is nose of God, but it's not enough for Hagolah. So he said, so be choshish, and then...
Why does no one mention that solution?
What's that?
Why does no one mention that solution?
I can't say. But the anyway, getting back to here. So the here on this of cotton and the Mishnah Berurah of cotton chalav. The he quotes a different shul in Moshe just a moment. Yeah, in the letter number 26 that we have the deal shoot thing, it says, Messina's Homer Pogan knows about the Gon. Das Hagan Mishan Shon El Yashiv, the quotes of El Yashiv, and the same verb, have it home called Sidur Pesach Kilchos, the two volumes, same verb, first of Mishan, and then a Hagola, so Paragzine, and our seventh. Shemutan Lechapchila, Shekema, Shekema, Gorm, Lehidu Hamayim, Ein Chomer Zen Eshet Kishar Mashkin. Adding ashes doesn't change the texture of the water. It's not any thicker, it's not any, that's what he says. Ein Chomer Zen Eshet Kishar Mashkin, Shebehem Ein Magil Lechapchila. Okay? Then he says, Over Eile Eil Sikot Aleph, Shekasad Vashem Chazanish, Sheefsher Lahavi Baman Sheshman Harbe Sabom. Okay? The Chazanish as well. In order to the post-marriage disorder. Well, the ashes is basically says water with ashes in it is water. Okay, it's just water with ashes, but it still has a din of water. It's not like juice or wine. Again, I don't know the, what's it called, the viscosity, I guess, you know, of the liquid is different. That's what he timed is not, or the ashes timed was not a concern. If you look back, and he speaks about it's called
the
Aleph.
The Rebbe.
Yeah.
Just what's the Hagdara of that?
Just a question. How much does that have to. I mean, that's probably my focus, but he said that's water with ashes. It's not a new way, no chetz. I'm not sure.
Meaning, so each thing would have to be done on separate.
I don't think so. So back in at the beginning of the sentence, and all in Arachim some tough mundane, and here in the Dish of Dish, it quotes the Chazon Ish. He says, "V'chein lo seis b'sel kmei ha'gol ha'chomer shepogim osam ad she'en mo l'kuru v'shdiya." Chazon Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish is Arachim sim kuf chav beis. So the Chazanish is Mekel as well. Chazanish is Mekel. Now, the Mishabura said, we saw it, the Mishabura talks about that that's a Kot Kavav. It's Machmed, at least the Chathila, it's only the other, but the Chazanish seeing that he's Mekel with Chathila, like that. Okay. Rafi Blum and Isser go, Chomet Lachashas is Sur. He's Mekel by Chomet Lachashas is Sur. Came and Shabbalia and fled to the mind, and gave us miyah, because when the lead comes out, it becomes pogum immediately, took care in 24 hours. And then he said, the chain cause of a government shalom dama arba, shalom Jewish minichas shlomo, chelik beiz, sin tzadi zayin, sin kotin dalit. And that's right, uch shahutrichu batzava, lahag il klechomet v'yom er pesach, hora chazonish, losim harbe sabon betof meha gola kadesh v'vada yukimu. Okay, the lo choshash al yidei ribus sabon yechashu hamayim kimashkin shoso agalarem. So there's a practical question: if an army, the Israeli army, is traveling, so they have their pots and pans, you know, that they bring with them. So now, let's say it's erev Pesach. So obviously, it's better to get kosher Pesach pots and pans. But you know, I suppose out the battlefront, that's not always feasible. So when it kosher this stuff, when it kosher this stuff, you got to say you got to wait 24 hours. So what are the soldiers supposed to eat? That they got to eat, you know, within 24 hours of Pesach, or this amount of Pesach. You can't help but not eat. Okay, again, today, maybe it's not a much of a question, extra pots and pans, but one time, again, I told you, most people today don't kosher all that much as the certain amount of the child is. Most people, if you're home, I'm sure you have separate pots and pans, kosher better as a couple of, you know, some perhaps fancy or particularly sentimental value serving utensil, whatever, or sometimes the wife, the mother likes certain spatulas or whatever, we feel about some kasha, those kind of things. But the mice of people don't kasha, but one time, that's kasha, everything will go okay. So, a lot of stuff, and we've already seen references here. The whole section of the Lippus Pesach and Shemara comes out of kasha and Kaelin. Because it was very much an issue in the days of Rishon and even Rosh Hashanah. So, in any event, so that's what the Chazon Ish saw talking about. The army, since you can't tell people for 24 hours now you're not going to eat, because you've got to let all the pots and the silver and everything remain unused for 24 hours, but with kasha then, he recommended this solution. Anyway, I just thought it was an interesting, interesting question. And the merger said just an aura on that sin. Okay. All right. And sorry, I didn't want to show you.
Second
video,
we watched our. Every time after we use our place, anything we wash is soap.
Say it again?
And technically, anytime we wash our dishes.
Okay, but it's always hot, you know, the truth matters, most of the time, most of the time when we wash in the sink, let's say, the wood is not, probably not that soap. Right? Usually women can touch on water more than we can. But probably, maybe, but it's certainly not kosher, it's certainly not roasted. It's not another. Yeah.
But a dishwasher, then, if you ran the cycle twice.
Yes, that's what we said. That, yeah. That we said that the situation had to work.
Right.
And that the detergent plays a role. Yes. But he's saying here, right? Yeah. Yeah.
So it's the opposite end of the question. I heard a Siron that most dishwashers, I think this is the back problem, I think most dishwashers add the water first for the dishwasher.
So yeah, that's a pre-dishwasher. Right, so that creates a problem. He's saying that most dishwashers fill up with the water first, right? But I don't know if that initial water is yet hot, because it's a Matthias question, which I don't know the entire. I've heard that problem raised. Okay, that the water comes in first, and that's going to do whatever bleed it does, but I'm not sure if that initial water, the whole purpose of putting the detergent is that it becomes plugged as soon as it hits the flavor. But that's the problem, right? That was the problem the rug, whoever spoke about it raised, right? So, but I heard that problem, I heard the answer is, it's a Matthias question, I guess I have to move out, or maybe each dishwasher is different, I don't know. But what I've heard is that the answer to that question is that water is not that hot.
We could always make sure that the dishwashing soap is not in the dispenser. It's actually in that. Yeah, okay. We don't do that, but I don't know. But that was a territory for that. But it's a hard. I've heard that question.
Okay, let's turn now to Siman Tzadi Zayin. We begin here. Siman Tzadi Zayin, the last Siman Tzadi Zayin. Shalom lo shiso v'chalo. So our starting point here is a Gemara Pesachim, Daf Lamed Vav Manav. You know, have all these microphones for the back of the launch. I just couldn't get it yesterday. Daniel, give it to you. Have a guess by the way. Okay. So the Gemara says in Pesachim the following, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Vatanya, Ein Loshim Esar Isa B'chala, Milosh Kol HaPas Asura B'Nehergo Aveiru. You should not knead dough with milk. In other words, bake bread, rolls, challah, whatever that milk is. Okay, don't knead it with milk. If you did so, that bread is usur, that roll that you bake is now usur, mipnei hergel aveir. Okay, that's what Gemara says. What does that mean exactly? Rashi says, ein loshim isur b'chol kol yamos hashonah. It's not a din pesach. This is the second part of Pesach. It's not a din pesach. Okay, I'll tell you how it comes up in more in a second. But ein loshim isur b'chol kol yamos hashonah shelo yachol bas b'asur yamos. You won't make a mistake. Remember, bread is a staple. People ate maybe less so today. Today nobody wants to wash. But I mean, you know, but the nobody wants to wash, nobody wants to be flacious. A long time people ate bread, you know, at every meal. And so therefore you have bread lying around the house. So by mistake you leave this roll of this piece of bread with flacious. And you won't feel forgotten. You will have forgotten that it's nothing. Right? So that's the thing. Here we go over here. Ain't wash means we'll again calling Moshe Hashanah. Surely over Moshe Hashanah. That's the concern. Now, it comes up in the Gemara, because the issue of matzah, one of the sugars of matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is what we call in contemporary language egg matzahs. Okay, egg matzahs, the way they're made today, and they have nothing to do with eggs. Okay, egg matzahs, the idea of egg matzahs is that you take, instead of regular matzahs, flour and water only. Okay, what's called matzah ashira, egg matzah, today most egg matzahs are made with apple juice instead of plain water, okay? And the question is, so what? So it's a lack of, it's not lechem only, so you certainly could not use it as matzah for the Seder, okay? Because it's that's called matzah shir, it's not lechem only. There's several definitions of lechem only, and one of them is, you know, it's poor, it's plain, it's not rich, it has just plain flour and water, nothing else. Okay, so it's a lack of lechem only, so you cannot use it for the mitzvah of matzah for the Seder, that's for sure. Question is, what about the rest of the week? Can you eat it? So, Mikra Dini answers yes. Mikra Dini answers yes. So, what's the problem? So, it's not like a monkey. It's not chametz. Okay? It's not chametz. So, therefore, you can eat it the rest of the week. And indeed, that's the Sfaradi practice, right? The Sfaradi will eat egg matzah the whole week. Not a problem. Ashkenazim Lechom Chomer, based on Ben Tam, who says that it's possible that the other flavors, the other ingredients, you know, begin the fermentation process to make a chametz and stop. So, we call chametz Nuksha. Okay, we're not learning that right now, but it's possibly common. So, it's a minority opinion. For that opinion, the Thomas Ashkenazim do not eat egg matzah on Pesach, except, even the Shomar, it says, except somebody who is not well, or, you know, he can't tolerate, he can't eat regular matzahs anymore. Again, before, not today's time, but at one time, you know, there was to eat on Pesach, so really limited, it's only for Ashkenazim. you know, you can't kick me or something. It's very limited. So they said that a person who has to can eat, you know, can eat egg matzah and ashkenazi. So I can feel. So this mention actually, you know, it's an amusing side point. For many years, they used to print on the egg matzah, the regular egg matzah, that have only regular matzahs, whatever, strikes egg matzahs. They would print on the back, on the side of the box, that people should know that they're printed in Hebrew. Our Chaim Sakhi gets in the top of the dollar. Tell you what the simon, what the sif is, what the simon is, the Shomar said, and so on. And therefore, it's only for cholim and so on and so forth. The problem was they used to print this in Hebrew and Yiddish. Okay, and after a while, people in America couldn't read it. So you had ignorant people who go ahead and look for matzah. They didn't know they wanted to do matzah. Well, all this Hebrew writing, oh, this must be the top-notch matzahs. You know, they'll get it from the Seder. So they look at all these Hebrew words. This is probably like the best matzah, you know. So anyway, so it was a mistake. So now they started reading it in English. But 2 years ago, the Rabban, told the manufacturer, you can't get to stop printing. I don't know what it says. And what you're trying to help them avoid is it's not a well. Anyway, that's actually one of the things that one could theoretically make a matzah with is milk. It's one of the mashkim, right? We spoke earlier today about the nine mashkim, milk. So the discussion here on the page, and one of the Amoraim actually wanted, he holds that it's only a problem if it's made out of certain things, grape and oil. But anyway, wine, right? Only those three. The machok is what makes a matzah shiur. All the mashkim or just the grapes and wine and shem and mash, whatever. So that's the sugya over here. So one of the Amoraim told the other Amoraim, or told his family to make milk and matzah shiur. That, so in the context of that question, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Forget about Pesach. I don't want to make milk and anything with bread, right? It's not, that's how it came up here in something that long ago. So I mentioned because the Gemara goes on, gives it terrors. So Enochanami, Elohokikama, Yoma Kama, Lotosu, the Dubshu, and Kama, Elochusu, the Dubshu. So when honey, he said for the first days, he can't. The way the Amora presented above, at least Amora told his family, the first 2 days, the first days of Pesach, the Seder, you can't make any matzah with milk in it. But the rest of the week, you can. They're like, well, what do you mean? I'm talking about this. Well, you're right. I told him, he didn't mean milk, he meant honey. Okay. But then the Gemara says, it was important. But he might say, well, oh, I'm the Amora, but no, it was talking about milk. He was talking about making milk and matzah. Putting it in the dough, milk. So it'll be matzah shira. Four of it, the home, the week or din, it's mutter. Okay? So, Ella, and why is it all of the chal, Kedama Ravina? So, how could it be a thing? I don't know. Kedama Ravina, Ke'ain Tura Shari, Hathanami Ke'ain Tura. There is a way you can do it. You can make milk and matzah and milk and bread. In terms of the halacha of what we're talking here in our Simon, so long as you use some chal, no different than matzah and bread. Okay? You can make milk. How? If you make it what's called Ke'ein Turah. What does that mean, Ke'ein Turah? So Rashi says Ke'ein Turah. Ke'ein is like ayin, like the eye of an ox. Ke'ein Turah. So it's Rashi Ma'at. What it means is you make a small amount. Ke'ein Shoshor, like the eye of an ox, which is small. Mutter Lulus Bechalav. Why? The Ocher and Yad, Basach, Zoro Mashila, Dilinshi, Ashidel Bechalav. In other words, what's the issue? If you're making only enough to eat it one sitting, so what's the whole Chashat? All the shots you bake milk and bread and have some wine around and tonight for supper, you'll inflate it and you'll forget, you'll take that piece of bread. But, says Rashi, what the Gemara means if you make it to Ein Tura, you make a small amount, like that. It's an exaggeration, like an eye of an ox, it's an expression. It means a small amount, you make a very small amount that you're going to consume right at that one sitting. So then there's no chashash. Yeah.
Remember your times, Chumrah, against the Gemara?
What the Gemara allows you to
mean?
Yeah. No, say he did. Okay, not for now. Yeah. Not for now. Okay. Maybe some, yeah. Well, explain the way that comes from. Okay, the Rabbana made it there called Thomas and Shai. I don't know that now. Okay, but anyway, so this is the one. That's how Rashi defines Ke'ein Tura. Okay? A little bit earlier, that's the principle sugi here, Lamed Vav. A little bit earlier, so about Lamed Amid Aleph, the bottom of the page. Over Lamed Aleph on the page. It says, sorry. Lamed Amid Aleph and over Lamed on the page. It says, Nesay, it refers to this Gemara, a different kashya. Ain Losh Nesim Cholot, Yim Losh Cholot Maskulot, Yasur Meher Gover, that's the same. And then it says, Kayotsebo, similarly, this is the Gemara, Psachim, Lamed Amid Aleph, Kayotsebo, continues Lamed Vav, Ain Tashin Es Hatanur Be'alya, Vintash, kol ha'pas kul asura ha'chiyasik es ha'pano. The Gemara, they told me about, you know, bringing out the thing in the oven, the kash in the oven. But it says, ain toshin as a rashi, toshin loshon kach. You can't grease up the oven. Okay, the alia, with the fatty part of it, like the tail is the fatty. If I have my carbonus, it's alia, so the tail of the animal, the fat in it, so you want to grease it up. Okay, you shouldn't do that with the oven. You should not do that with the oven. That's considered terrible because the same problem. Now you're going to grease the oven with that. Now you're going to cook milk into the oven. It's the flip side. Okay, it's the muscle side of this problem. So that's the sugya in now the Gemara here doesn't go on to explain that it's built with a smaller amount, but the sugyas are considered parallel. So the Rosh over there in Chulin, I'm sorry, the Rosh in Pesachim, Harbeis Siman Zayin. The Rosh, kind of in fact, links the two sugyas. The Rosh in Pesachim, Harbeis Siman Zayin. The Losh Kol Hapas Asura, in a Hergo there, which he fills in what the Gemara says. And Kiyotze Bo Ein Tosh Natan Rabbi, same thing. But in Tosh Kol Hapas Kul Asura Achiyas Ketuner Natan Rabbi. Then he adds over here the same solution that we mentioned in Lavavot, namely, Vishani Bahu Vavdino Kain Tura Shari. Okay? Says the Rosh, if you, trying to figure out what you mean, you make a change, you do something, a Shinoi, you make a Shinoi in the preparation, and you make a Kain Tura, then it's Mutter, Kaiman, the Shani, they made the other, Mishumai Kairu Dagila, Haki, the Lolitain, Lolisebe, Bahan, the Deha Kal. In other words, you'll notice the whole problem is you'll forget. So the Rosh seems to be a little different than Rashi. The Rosh seems to be saying that you make some type of a shinui in the bread, so when you see it, you don't know, oh, wait a minute, that was the bread I put the milk in. Not like Rashi, to make a small amount. I can't prove it, but he said, in other words, ke'ein turi means that it means something else, not the iron of a shore, but ke'ein means like, we sometimes use the word ke'ein, like as a ke'ein, like some apparel, but ke'ein, similar to it. Similar to Tur, we'll see what that says in a second. That's what the Rosh says. And that Shino will remind you that you're not, what's the whole chashash? You can eat this bread, which is baked with milk, and eat it with your salami sandwich, by mistake. But once you take out this piece of bread, and you see that it has something unusual about it, then it'll trigger off in your memory, oh, right, wait a minute, I can't eat this bread. Right, that's the solution, according to the Rosh. That's the Rosh of Pesachim, Harbeis, Siman Zayin. Yeah.
Similarly, you shouldn't use the same Shinoi for both the milk and the fish,
right,
bread, despite for having.
I would think so, unless, you know, they can mix the stuff up, I suppose. Yeah.
But wouldn't the Shinoi just say, oh, this is a different type of bread?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm not probably going to say it different. Then you remember, yeah, well, which difference is it? You may think, oh, no, it was different. I want to make sure I wouldn't eat with milk. You mix yourself up. That's what you're saying. Mix yourself up.
Meaning, despite conflating the two sugars, still.
Now, if you take a look at the Rosh by us in Chulin, this more doesn't appear in Chulin. But it appears himself on the soul. The Rosh Baos Nechulin brings it up in Perek Ches, in our Perek, obviously, Perek Ches, Simchofal. The Rosh brings it up, and he says, Garcin and Perek Hol Shoy, Lash, he quotes the Moran Flip Sotin, and here he quotes Rashi. Okay, Umasik, you lost me with Shani, Babdina, Kain, Tura, Shor, Pirish, Rashi, Sham. Okay, ugatana kaino shall shore. Means make a small roll, ugat a small cookie, small loaf, small roll. So there in Pesachim it looks like the Rosh is arguing with Rashi. He's saying something different, something like a shinui. Okay, yet here in Chulin he quotes Rashi. So I'm not sure if that's what he meant, and what was the difference that you do. Not the way I explained the differences. That later on you'll see in your mind. So the difference is you make it small. I'm not sure. Or else the Rosh, as we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, is accepting both. You can do it like this, you can do it like that. Either make some type of shinui in the thing, or make some enough that you'll consume in one sitting. The truth of the matter is, that's the Rosh. The Rif, here in Chulin, Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph in the pages of the Rif, here in our part, Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph in the pages of the Rif. The Rif also quotes, yeah, quotes his name. Tanya in Lashon Yisrael B'chol in Lashon Kol Paskul Asur Bnei Hergel Aver Kiyotzva in Toshon Atan Rabbi the Ali in Toshon Kol Paskul Asur Ad Shiyus in Atan Paskona Yishani Bei Bavdino Kein Tura Shor. So he says also like the Rosh in Chulin that the ikur, he doesn't say anything about making a small amount. He just says, the shoni bayav, the dilu kain tur, you make it a shinoi, that's good enough. That's usually assumed to be the sheet is a riff. Because the riff also says that in Pesachim, the riff is also in Pesachim, the chesed al in this page of the riff there, Pesachim. He amplifies a little more in his commentary, more like the Rosh Hashanah Chulin. So basically, we have two different shitas or two different solutions. A lot of dafka that they're arguing, but two different solutions to the problem. So they have a round up.
Yeah,
right
there.
Yeah,
okay. So, what?
Don't they have to be arguing? Because there's only one explanation with Kain Tur and Mir, right?
That's true, but look. But is Cain Tur an example of a way? Hold that thought. The question is, what are you trying to do? We're trying to avoid the chashash. So how are you going to avoid the chashash? We'll see. It's going to be relevant shortly. Let's take a look in the Rambam Perek Tes. Hilchos Matkos and Suras. Along the Chav Beis. Rambam Paskins. Any lashon is a ishta of Esau b'chala. Vivlash Chav Fas Asur b'nei Hergal of Erish. Shami Yelchum Abbasar. Good. So that's number one. Okay? Now he spells it out very clearly. V'inshina b'tzuras hapas. Okay, you change the shape. You do something to do to change the shape of the bread. Ad shetia nikeres k'dei shal yochel ba'lo abos v'lochol v'ariz emutu. Okay, the Rambam is clear that the way to solve this problem is to change the to do something unusual, to do something with the, with the shape of the bread. Okay, that'll remind you that it's something different. Now, in terms of the word ke'ein tura, so again, part of machlokes, what does the word ke'ein mean? Does it mean like the eye of? That's Arashi, like the eye. You know, we have the eye of the tiger, we have the eye of the ox, right? Like ke'ein tura, if the eye of the ox, it means it's small. It's not that big. So but ke'ein also can mean the word like. And it's interesting, I came across, I'm bringing a printed myself. I'll hit it. Okay, you have it on the sheets, Mr. Shem. The Bar Tanura, Rabbi Bar Tanura, on Mishnah in Kelayim, Parak Beis, Mishnah Zayin. They're talking there, those of you know, that it was Kelayim, so now the plant, certain types of fruits, vegetables, next to each other. There's lots of discussion in Mishnah and Rishami Kelayim. I was supposed to work a little bit more, I was working in law school, but translating from Rishami Kelayim to a very interesting. Difficult this ever. So the fields are angled in a certain way. How close is this? And a lot of the mathematics, which I'm not my area, but the different shape and so on. If it's, this comes in this way and that goes over here, so you're allowed to plant next to that called next to it. One of the Mishnayos mentions the word tor, tof vav reish tor. Says the Bar Tanura, I explain that word tor. Says Hu shein tachshit shalisha. Okay, it's a jewelry. It's a woman's tov reish is a word that means a woman's jewelry. Okay, shetzurasa. We'll see. Comes from pasuk shetzurasa mishuleshes. Klomar baal shalos zavios. It's three cornered. It's a triangular shaped, like hamantash, right? The triangular shaped necklace or something. Tachshit. Loshom, like the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Torah Zav, not Selach, and the Kudus Torah Zav. Torah Zav is not test like the Taz, Torah Zav. I think I mentioned at the beginning of the year. Okay, the Taz is a play on the Torah Zav, okay, because it's a comment on the Torah, Arba Torah. So, Arba Torah Zav. But the pasuk is Torah Zav, Tav, Vav, Rek. Torah Zav, and that's why the Shakabal is commented on the Taz, the Kudus HaKesel. That's the pasuk. Torah Zav, not Selach, in the Kudus HaKesel. The pasuk is the Torah Zav. I mean, everything in Shir HaShirim is allegorical, but I mean, it's referring to a jewel. Torah, this golden Torah, okay, golden jewel, okay. And so, therefore, regards to Hilchos Kelayim, that's what the Bar Tanura is talking about over there. In Karen Zavish, Shosada Zay, you have in this corner of the, you have a three corner. This corner of the field has wheat, and this one has Geffen, whatever. That's the issue. Okay, so we're not learning Kelayim, but that's the subject. But in any event, now we can interpret the word mean Torah differently. Not like Rashi said. Those like probably the Rif, maybe the Rosh. Certainly the Rambam hold, you make a change in the shape. Canes are like, for example, you make a triangle. Usually you make rolls, they're round, or they're square. Okay, but if you make it, or they're rectangular, right? If you don't, you find too often, except for Purim time, you don't find things made in the shape of a triangle. It's not how we make bread. Back then they didn't either. Other Purim, so Purim, if you make a chap, and after a while, it's a chap, most of everybody does it. They give you a roll, or, a challah was made in the shape of a triangle. Okay. But the Lamaisa, like every year, a person with a challah, you say, usually say after Shabbos, say after Purim, a big challah, and he puts the poppy seeds in such a way that it looks like a hamantash. It's really a challah, but the poppy seeds on top, so it looks like a, prune hamantash. Okay, anyway, but that's Kain Tura. So every time Achlokas we shown, and Achlokas we say how to read the words, but that Bar Tanur is good to know, because that now we understand what the word Kain Tura means. Anyways, so the Rashba, just point out also the Rashba, and the Torah Sabai is a Kotzer. By his Gimel Shar Dal, Pei Vol, and Pei Zim. Says in Moshe says we call him Moshe call a paskula asura, but feel less also a milah. By the way, not even to eat it by itself. Let's understand what the Rashi was throwing in. This iser is something not allowed to bake this bread. Even to eat it by itself, not even to eat oil. Just want to eat it by itself with mea veira. And kaiotze ba in shochan zator ba aliyu in shoch bafu was a paskula asura. There is Hashem hergel. I'm sorry. This is Hashem the Yochanan b'chol. Okay, but he writes the shina b'tzura sapas. He says like the Rambam, and he's saying the Riff also. If you make a change in the shape of the pas, okay, Mishina Betzuras HaPas, but also Kechem Tanim Ke'en HaShor, like the eye of the... See, he sort of throws in both. Now, does he mean you have to have both? Is that good for the change? I'm not sure. Okay, then it's Mutter. Shaharo Yodea Shalom Shina Betzuras HaKeir HaKeir HaAmo Yishol Yomalo. Someone will see this, but even someone else will see this bread. Hey, what kind of strange shape is this? Oh, that's right, because I made it for nothing. Right? Someone will see it, it's so striking, so different looking, even if not like you, but someone who's coming over for Shabbos and say, what's with this bread? Oh, yeah, it's only for nothing, all inflation, whatever. So, Lamaisa, the Rashba, but I'm just pointing out that the Torah Zabayas here, the Rashba, says both things. If you shina b'tzuras hapas and you made it very small, so maybe he's saying that gufa is a shina, and he made it at such a small amount. Okay, I'm not sure if he's arguing or not. Yeah.
Would that really be the change? Because just imagine playing that out. This is Allah's Almighty, he made a challah roll.
Right,
I can see one challah roll. I don't know if it would be 20, which would be normal.
Right, that's good. That's good. I thought about that also. Let's say I made 20 of these little ones. You know, now they have, and it's right up, you did. A lot of times at the weddings and bar mitzvahs, you're washed, and these tiny little rolls. Mm-hmm. It used to be they gave you bread crusts. They had it sitting over there. I thought it was a shot to make a broch on those things. I've been sitting out there for the last four weddings. Okay, so
they're
not good. They're not good. That's bread crust. You know, you make a hotzi on that. And at the table, they have good bread. Okay, so walk to the table, and sit down. Anyway, it's probably better. But then there's also an Indian with a kapila to make on a showing, if you have a showing. Okay, if you're having a sandwich for lunch, you're not going to go a little bit more. Run around looking for a showing. But if they have a shalom, they make kind of shalom. So now they started putting out little rolls. So you're right. That's a good one. Okay, the guy made 50 of them. Right? For that purpose. All right, anyway, let's take a look at the tour now. Here's the Sanhedrin. Yeah.
So, just according to the Rashba, are these both requirements? Or
so, I don't know. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know what the Rashba meant. I'm not sure. Is he saying, no, when I cut, so I cut. He said, no, that goofa is a change. Or no, he's requiring both. That it's a change in the physical and it's a small amount. I don't know.
I can't even say both.
Because the Gemara doesn't seem to require two things, right? The Gemara is the carry. You're right. I'll be passionate to other people. And we'll see that. All right, let's just take a look at the tour. Okay, now. It's not exact. See, Bob. Ain Lashin. The tour. Ain Lashin. The tour. The Lash Kalei Sasura Fil Lach Levada. The Im Avdino Kain Tura. Shari Pirish Rashi, Shalalosh El Dabar Muat Uga Katana, that's what Rashi says, Varav Alphas, that's the Rif, Varav Alphas Pirish Asan Shinoi, Pirish Tsurus Kain Ashur. Okay, he thinks Kain Ashur, not like I said the Jewish. He made it, I guess it means you made the bread in the shape of like animal cookies, animal crackers. You make made the bread in the shape of an animal. That's pretty strange looking. So someone said, what's that for? There's milk. Okay, make the shape of a cow, you think it's milk. Right? Anyway, so, milk cow. Ukriyotzi or something like that, we told Kab, he's going to share his book. So that's how he took it. Now, I thought that putting that bark to the river makes it a little more understandable. But the Torah says, Kain Ashur. Fine. Okay, the Beis Yosef here quotes the addition to Machlokas, and he quotes the Riff and the Rashbon that I mentioned. And at the end, he quotes the name of Shmuel Tadeshin. Okay, about Kovakoslus Kago, sorry, Dura Vishem Arai, that he sold Isalan and Shmuel Tadeshin. The Hani Tre Perush Alibu the Hilkas Aslik and Karbayu, Svaris Yafosain. He said they're both right. These are both reasonable interpretations, and therefore either one is going to be good. Either one is good enough. Okay? And he mentions Chala rolls for Shabbos, that people are going to eat them on Shabbos. Fine. So that's what Beis Yosef said. Good. Now let's come to the Shulchan Aruch. Finally, Shemin Sadi Zayin Sif Aleph. The Chaber says, Ein Lashem Isa B'cholov Shema Yavo L'Ochlo In Basar. Ein Lash Kala Pas Asa Afilo L'Ochlo L'Vada. Even if you buy itself. Right? Afilo L'Ochlo L'Vada. And the Shach writes, and Sifat Nala. Gzeira Shema Yavo L'Ochlo In Basar. It's a Gzeira. Okay? Hold that thought too. Yom Ha'yad Dover Mu'ak. But if it's such a small amount, Kedei Achilo B'Bas Achas, if it's an amount that you're baking is just a one meal, sufficient for one meal, or Shashina Tzuras HaPash, if any carish, or Bavasa Mutter. Okay, so the Mechaber also packs like both. They're both like either way. They don't need both for sure, and they're not mutually exclusive, so either one suffices, according to the Pesach of Mechaber. Either you can make the milking rolls in a very small quantity, so you can eat it all at one sitting, or you can make it in an unusual shape. Okay, whether it's like this triangular jewel or it's like an ox or whatever, all good. Okay? Chayotzibo ain't often past the time to talk about awful dinner keys to shalashov and shalashov. The same thing. Shouldn't cook bread in an oven that's been greased up with the flesh. But if it could become fleshy, but if you did, so the same hat there. Do a small amount of different shape, then it's good. And Ramon writes, well, okay, Nogin, Lolish, Pas, and Kol, and Chag HaShavuos. Many people, have a milking meal on Shavuos, the Dominicans have milking on Shavuos, so they want to have milking bread with the milking meal, okay? And others, people got the Shumah for Shabbos. Other people want to make flinching bread to have for Shabbos, it tastes good. I remember when I was a kid, so we used to have, more than like the cereal too much, so it wasn't healthy. Schmaltz, chicken. You ever have bread and schmaltz? Okay, this would be right for the put the schmaltz on the chal, schmaltz is chicken fat. And then you fry it up, and it's called gribbins. Okay, so if you like that type of greasy, fat stuff, my father loved it, probably still does. And my mother was, sometimes she made it, but she didn't want to make it regularly, so it's unhealthy. Okay. Anyway, so if you want to make bread with this schmaltz bacon, so that's what people do. That's okay because Kikol Zerem Achashav Kedavar Mu'ot Gam Ki Tzurasim Meshulam Mishar Paz. It's different, and so on. Okay, so that's what the Ramon adds over here. Now, just to decide, point to Paz, yeah.
Again, so it's okay in that case of the Schmaltz because you can see the meat on the bread?
I would suspect, yeah. Well, again, what we did was it wasn't baked like that. It was regular chal, and we spread the Schmaltz on afterwards. Well, that's when I was a kid, it was regular chal. And after Amotzi, so you brought out a dish which had the schmaltz in it, and you took a knife, like spreading, cream cheese or whatever else. Yeah.
What is
the
connection between the sharing
of
the fat on the oven is to
be sure it's very bread? Because you have an oven, and now you want to cook rolls in that oven, and you need to look at it. The oven has now greased up with fish.
Right, so now we're baking fish and food.
What?
It's going to be the bread that you bake in the sun is only going to be with fish and food.
Right. Unless, yeah, right, which is fine, but only if you're going to make some type of cinnamon, because otherwise you may come to eat with milk. Remember, people ate bread with every meal. It's such a reverse side. In other words, the point is that, yeah, there's nothing wrong with cooking bread per se with flesh and eating with flesh. But the problem is, you might forget that this bread was baked in an oven that was greased up with flesh, so then you'll eat it with milk. But I'm saying it's the flip side of the same conversation. Okay, anyway, the Talmud brings up, is this true only about bread? What about other things that people, like spices? What about spices that people use for both milking and flesh? We talked about that a little bit, okay? But not about the Zayah question that someone brought up, but he says, Mizen early the Maducha Shadokin Shom Besamim, Shmisham Shom Sam, Hainim Basar, Hainim Cholov, Upam Acha Adobu Shom Shum Im Marak. So it became fleshic. You have a spice grinder, okay, a grinder that was power, and then one time it became fleshic. So now you can't, you can't eat that spices with milk. It's the same problem. Okay, even though we learned earlier, the Taz goes on, But didn't we say before in the previous siman, Tzadigos, Sukkot and Gimel, that Talmud Shendokim Maducha Shalvasar Asu Chalav Avokim Vasar Mutter? Okay? Now we're saying here, again, if you bake this bread, whether with milk it's mixed in or in a flation oven, not only you can't eat it, but you can't eat it at all. It becomes quote unquote trait. You can't eat it at all. It's exactly Shema, but you can't eat it at all. That's what the Chaver said. Afilu Achol Vado. And I was a shock and caught out of Xero Shemi Yachal and Abasar. So it becomes Asar Guts. Alright? It becomes completely Asar. Right? So the Talmud is one that he has this case. And I had the same problem. He used a spice grinder. Okay? And it was power. And then somehow I got mixed up and it became flesh. So you couldn't. Whatever spice you grind that has the time of the flesh, and so now you can't even milk it. So what do you mean can't? So now you can't eat it all. Okay? So what do you mean? The previous thing we learned. You have a flesh and grinder, you can't eat those spices of milk, which is not the candy at all, because that's different. Because there it started out as a flesh and grinder, so you know it's a flesh and grinder. But here, the grinder started out part. So now how are you going to remember that one part became flesh? It's always considered a part, then you can't deal with anything. Okay, that's the top. Not a major point. There's very interesting several points in a Pesach Tshuva, which leads us into a longish question. Yeah, keep
last night says.
Basically,
he says if you have any part of plea, make something into a part of plea that's not part of it, you can't eat it.
No, it became flesh.
Yeah, you make something that's not part of it, part of it.
Then you would.
So it's generally part of it. Yeah. That's how all of it comes from your milk. You just got to
I understand. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
you're right. Like I don't know. Okay. So let's, now before we come to this lunch question, a very interesting thing in the Pesach Tshuva. First is the cotton bays. Those who are studying the Beitzos, the beginning of the Sefer. And he talks about here, let's say you have one of these milking rolls that got mixed up with other rolls. That's like the eggs and the Beitzos. Those eggs got mixed up with others, and not Kerem Bacher and all that. So it's a shock for the Pesach Tshuva talks about the cotton bays, a large puzzle called the Shogeg. Okay, and then so they spilled it and they got mixed up with others. Okay, but it's a cotton gimbal that's more important for us right now. He says, this idea of the shinui, this heter of the shinui, whether it's a small amount, this goes back to Yusuf, okay, you make a small amount, that works in your own house, okay. The orchin lo yakir the shinui. The afo smach haldo also the pashin shemishka filovia. He says, it's one thing I'm preparing in my house. So I'll know, me and my family will know that we make the bread in this unusual shape, so that's milky bread. Now you want to sell that. You want to sell that to the public, so they're not necessarily going to know what this unusual shape is. I know that when I make it in this triangular shape, I know what I did it for. And now I go and I sell that on the market. The guy who buys it may not know why it's in that shape, but it's in that shape. I may not know why, yeah. And even makes an announcement, but what if we forget to make the announcement? Yeah.
Is the same hold true with if you would just give it as a gift? Meaning, is it something specifically with mechir or selling? Or?
So I know. I think this any time there's chashash, it's somebody who's not going to recognize what that sinner means. It doesn't work. So that's important. Point number one. Okay. And then he says. Furthermore, he says the ayin chavas das shekosam o the shina ein moel rak the shashina b'shas afil the lohay alav iser klal. This only you have to make whatever shinui there is in the item before you bake it. When you're in the pre-baking, you're kneading it, you're putting it, you gotta make whatever shinui it is. You can't now, in other words, afterwards, put a little ticket on top that says milking or something like that. Okay, or all you do, we'll get that in a second. And furthermore, okay. Okay, or you know what I'll do? I made a lot of bread that's milked. Okay, it's like your case also. As I said before, I made a lot of bread, but I'll give you a little bit, you a little bit. Everybody has a little bit. It'll all be done. We'll all be eaten at the same sitting. The whole idea is to get it eaten in the same sitting. So I now have this big loaf. So I'll cut it up. We'll give it to 12 people, and we'll count the same thing. So the Chavadah said you can't do that either. Okay, because again, it's become awesome. Once it becomes usher, that's before the fact. All right, the Shina, after the fact, says the Pesach Tshuva, according to this Chavasad doesn't work. Okay, it's already like an effect like Das is available. Okay, and that's not called the Shemkein Das from God. Below the crazy place which changed the Kano. Not like the crazy place close to the grandfather. So that's the second thing. All right, now this, of course, is a big question that's relevant to today. If I make milk and bread, I put it in a package that says OUD, or milk and bread, or whatever, on the package, is that good? So according to this Chavas Das, the answer is no. Because it has to be done in the pre-baking process. Yeah.
Hey, would anyone say that? It's shinoi in the bread, even the Chavas Das, it has to be shinoi. I mean, even the Havmi in the Chavas Das is projecting is that there's no, that you shinoi in the bread after baking the bread, and then like you make that smiley face on it.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, he's not, I don't think even he has a Havmi that he can know you need.
I don't know. Maybe along the Shoshana, come in 2 seconds. I don't know. I'm not so sure. It seems to me he's saying anything after the fact is too late. It says, I think I'm not sure.
No, that I understand. I'm saying, but this is Havamina that, I feel like, when I was doing bread, sorry, like,
yeah.
Havamina was that you bake the bread normal,
right.
And then you did something to the bread
right.
Itself.
Right.
Your Shoshana now is if you put OUD
on the package.
On the package.
Right.
No,
so you're saying that certainly won't work.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm saying from the picture, from the Chavas Das, anything you do afterwards is not going to undo the problem. That's the point. Whatever you do afterwards. But that's not universally agreed upon. Right? We know we do have the bread that has bread, or has a cupcake, dairy, whatever. So one of the heterin is on that particular issue, there's a Lomdish Heter, that's not what I'm going to get to the Lomdish Machokis, but it's also a Lomdish Heter. In most of the cases, those breads, okay, were baked by Goy. Right? They're baked, whatever. Whoever makes his bread, Frankfurt, whatever. Whoever makes the bread, it's baked by the Goy. So there's no issue on the Goy to bake milk and bread. When does it become a problem? When the Jew buys it. Yeah, but the moment the Jew buys it, already has the simon from before, like the simon's day before. That's the one, I think that's what the Kashi is relying on. In other words, the whole Isser, the whole Chomer Chavas Das was that the Isser was already in effect, and now you can't do that Isser by adding something later on. But he, when the bread was first baked with milchigs, there was no Isser. And you'll see, relate to the question, it would say there's no Isser. The guy can bake the bread. Now, it becomes a problem only when you get a hold of that bread. But by the time you get a hold of it, there's already a sin on it. So that's like before. I think that's what some of the Kashrut agencies, let's say, rely upon. So that's, just hold the thought, but that's the second thing that this picture we said. The third thing, because of all the Jews parishon, the hod the usher in lekashina dafka hecha the ikah chashash sheyopan in gvina biyacha, aber hecha the lekel amechas alim, going osam hamulam amina v'sika shein derech alim in gvina mutulolos osam in shuman. Okay, lo chashina shema acher yochol gvina. The daino masha osam eno lizor teracheres and so on. He has a kula here. He says only problematical if the type of a product, the big product, the big good, is the type of thing which one would tend, let's say it's cooked in the plate, to eat with cheese. Okay, we said something that's sweet. Okay, something that's sweet. You don't eat, a donut. Okay, the donut is sweet. Don't eat a donut with cheese. Okay, I don't know how many people want to bake their donuts in a pot of flesh and but the same by conceptual. Right, but something like that is not, no one would eat that with cheese.
People dip their donuts in coffee.
That's a good argument. Okay, Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, good. Whatever, he's not talking about donuts. I thought it was an example. You're right, it's a good point. I'm not a coffee drinker, so I don't know. But it's a good argument. It's a very good argument. So the whole Dunkin' America runs on Dunkin', right? So that's what people do. This is this Dunkin', huh? Yeah, there's a couple of other things that people generally don't eat with the other type. That's what he says. In any event, that's the distinction. We said somebody has corner of ourselves.
Why would that be a good heter to skirt the issue?
Because the whole chashash, you eat with milk, is a type of thing. You would never eat with milk, and then the chashash isn't born.
Yeah, but lo yutur, you would eat it with milk because there's nothing stopping you.
Right, but if it's something that the other never eats, like, oh, does, you know. So really, that segues right into what I want to say. What exactly is this zera? Because we've seen possible exceptions after the fact, not after the fact, right? Yeah.
Why would this apply to anything besides your bread itself?
What's that?
Well, again, even if you eat it with dairy, it's something which is not bread itself.
Well,
that's because the spices. Yeah, but even that, first of all, it seems to be like a chomer, and it seems to be anything which is not, like, Mara is only discussing bread.
No, but if any item that's like, I mean, that's why I bring up donuts. I mean, it's not a toy, muffins, I don't know. Think of something else that a person would only attempt to eat with one, not the other.
Why are we extending it?
Again, the kashash is something, it's the type of thing that people tend to eat. The gzera is on those things which people tend to eat with both milk and fish. If therefore if you have a baked good or whatever, don't eat with milk and fish, not a problem.
You know, the verse, so there's so many.
Okay, I hear. So really this relates also, segues a little bit into the following question. What is the nature of the Shaft talks in Nefesh Arah, let me find it here. So the second, the same with Pnei Arah, is the second line, the second Madur. It's page Kuf Tzadim Vav. Yardei, the headline is Pas Chalavim. Okay, that's the paragraph called Pas Chalavim. So the old edition is page Kuf Tzadim Vav. Here it's Kuf Tzadim Vav. So Shaft writes, I am Pesach Yitzhuva, the piece we just saw. Mishema Chavis Da'atzah from Kar. The la'achar ha'fiyah shu lo ma'anishin, the kvar nes ha'manasis nereila, the loka creates our place with shame and zikna, who is so? Now, galpi ha'dvar ha'eila, posak v'shut kol mevaser, who was a mishulam roth from the great post in Europe, interesting, the kol mevaser, two bar mishulam kol mevaser, was really in the, what we call today, the charedish world, okay, but he published a tshuva, where I thought it was a one should say, hala yom ha'tzvot, that was the end of the that one, but the, because he was not a Zionist per se, he didn't identify necessarily, you know, so much. But that's the truth that he thought after that state was established. He should say hello. I think he says he would have brought it. But anyway, that ruined him in the eyes of many. But anyway, the Torah was called Mavasir. So it says, "The lo mahani masha kasu al hamah teifa shehu chalavi." The Mishul Roth Paskin, the Kol Mavasir, that it doesn't help the envelope, it's the outer, the wrapping, the paper, the packaging, it doesn't help that it says Chalavi. But Rabbeinu, the Rav said, Omar B'Shem Ovi Rege Moshe Salvation, Gar Moshe Salvation, what happened? Okay, the Moshe Salvation held the other way. The Yesh Lahatir because of the head Yalama Tekla, it's Mutter, okay? So first of all, he disagreed. I don't know if that was alumnus like we just said before, that, well, by the time the Jew buy there has it, but he said that that is a mitigating factor, and it's okay. And I think that's what many of the Kashrus agents rely on. So most of them disagree. But I am Shav Ol B'Piskei Shuvah, B'Shem Shuv Mari, we just saw. You have Paz Chalavi Abad B'Kisnin, Hamula, B'Minim Nesika, you have Paz Chalavi B'Kisnin, which is, you know, like a donut, whatever, something that's filled with sweets, okay? Ein Lahak, but that's a whole, but Ein Adarek Lohm, and Bosu Yachav Mamash, okay? Okay, but the Rav was not there, okay, shouldn't make milk and cookies and stuff like that either. Again, it's Mari. But what comes out, the Rav said, and that's the odd kind of what it says in the Rav, but give me one second. What the Rav, and other Achman also, shots up the question like this. What is the nature of this Zeru? Okay, is this Mamish a Zeru in Rabban? Okay, zeri rabbanon, and at zeri rabbanon, you can't bake milchit bread, you can't make fleshy bread. Period. Okay, is that what it is? Zeri? Okay, the hamam with the chazal made such a zeri, or is it more of, you know? It's almost like they made this bread, and they said if you do, you can't eat the bread. They created this chepsa, so to speak. I know we said in the past that rabbanon to make this chepsa, but just for presentation right now, they made it usher to eat this kind of bread. Period. Okay, we had an exception. If you make it to Ein Tura, good. So that's hangover. They built in an exception. Is that how you learn? Is that what this Xer is? Is that what this din is? Or no? This din is a practical consideration. Okay, it's a practical consideration. That's sort of the way the shot back into Kohanot. Xer is Shem Yochlenuim Basel. So it's not that they made a Chavtsa Shal Isser, that they said Chala or rolls baked with milk, you know, with milk ingredients in it, or flesh ingredients in it, is now going to be an Issa Chepsa. No, they didn't do that. What they said was, there's a concern, a shema, we're afraid you're going to eat it, and therefore the upshot will be, if there's any way to get out of that concern, and this will help clarify some of you, if there's a legitimate way to avoid the concern, then Xerodon was written in the first place. You follow that, that's the long sentence, you know, and this really pertains to a number of different nafkaminas. That can be the nafkamina of this machok is more shalvich in the kol vaser, okay, based on fixed shulva, of whether putting something on the wrapping or on the packaging after the fact, does that help or not? The language of the Pesach Tshuva, quoting the Maharit, was, what is it? It's already chaticha, it's also ready. So what you do after the fact doesn't help. You know, that's predicated on what? That there's an effect in Yisur Chepzir, that was observed, they said this thing's also. Say nachanam, you can't undo that Yisur. But if you hold, that was never what they were gozer in the first place. They were gozer and Yisur on this bread. They said, if there's a chashash, you may come to eat the buildings, or inflation, whatever, so then we have a problem. So therefore, if you put on the package, everybody sees, and it's indicated. We've gotten on Shalom Purim built in the Hamantash. They're very tasty, but the person writes on the puts inside the thing, it's built in the Hamantash. Right? So no, not to eat it after the flesh of Purim Suda. Right? But so according to what the Rosh Hashanah said, according to what I think is more common practice, you understand that the tomb started in terms of one. What is the nature of the whole Zera? If the Maharit, the Pesachuba code seems to learn that no, they made such a Zera, that's it. So you can't undo it after the fact. You have to make whatever shiri in the surah of the pas before the action begins. Okay, before anything happens, after the fact doesn't help. Mashenu can if you hold it, that's not what they did. They indicated to us, the Chazal indicated to us that there is a problem, there is a chashash, maybe somebody will go ahead and eat this together with milk. So whatever way, willy-nilly, get out of it, then it would work. And the Rav had an interesting nafkamina halacha. The question comes up as follows. Let's say a person, by mistake, ate a milk roll. And he had a milk roll. Good, a fleshy roll, whichever. Okay, now it's time to bench. And then somebody came and told him, oh, hey, I forgot to tell you, that's a fleshy roll. And I meant to throw those out, right? So now what's the famous machlokas about? Does he have to bench or not? Because the machlokas is around the rival. Okay, parrot, all of Hitler's brothers are going to yield tests. The Ram writes, and the Rav pointed out, it's not the name. Kola ochel davar osir. Vein bezodim, vein mishkogim. Ein ala warachol, wo b'chilo osof. If a person ate machalas asuris, you don't make a brach achon. Okay, heitza. And that's the first Mishnah in the seventh parak of brach, shosh ochel. Hare, shosh, and the Ram gives an example of that Mishnah. I don't remember the stuff. Mem Zayin, I think the first Mishnah there in shosh ochel. So it says, Keter is awful tevel to the rain, or my submission shall to Trumosa, or my shame, or Hector shall lift to, and the Varkin, they don't make a problem. The rabbi immediately says, no, sir, Ram made a mistake. You look carefully, what's that parak so awful about? Now remember? Zimun. Zimun, you can't count someone who ate Machoso towards a Zimun, the did a Mizumin. You can't count them towards a Zimun, it doesn't mean he has to bench. The famous Machos is not in the rabbi. Okay, it's not our topic. No, that's again the part. I'll be the test. The rabbi writes, "Call talk with that toes and do." So the lomber shein barchan, the shein mizatin alei. Lomber shein and chashivas kriyas. Right, the lomber zimun have that kriyas. So that's not called kriyas when you ate machosis. Fine, but so it's a machok, a local machok is over there. But according to the Rambam, anyway, according to the Rambam, our friend here who ate this milky roll, he made a bracha shorim. Didn't know. Then someone came. All those are the rolls I was supposed to throw out. So should he bench? Point the Rambam not in the Shulchan Aruch, by the way. Where is it? One of those people of Vipassana Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Kuf Tzadi Bov, or Chaim Sifal. So that's another possible nafkamina. Why? Because if you hold, no, they never made it zayir. It's not machalas asuris. Okay, but so they didn't make say that these roles are usher. So why do you have to bench even according to the Rambam in our case? Right? Mashiach gives you hold it, it was takeh zera. Right? I'm saying it's two sides of the same focus, of the same fakir. If you hold it, what they did was they said, this bread is takeh called a chetzesh lisser, so to speak, to good. So now this guy, a chetzesh lisser, point around. Does that have to bench? You shouldn't bench afterwards, because he ate machos asuris. According to the other side, no, what the Rabban did was they said, don't do it, because you may come to eat reflation. If you went ahead and ate it, okay, so you ate it, then you ate machos asuris. So now, of course, you have to bench. That's another nafkamina, second nafkamina in this question. Okay, there's also another discussion in the
If it is just the chashash or whatever it would be, then why would you not be able to be with mezumin?
No, so there's a special din by mezumin that you don't, according to the rabbi, you can't bench. No, according to the rabbi, according to this side of the chakiri, you have a bench mezumin too. No, the rabbi doesn't. That's bad. The rabbi doesn't argue anything without kid. The rabbi says, in general, you ate the bread with chalafah. You still have to bench. He says, right, in other words, the rabbi is not arguing our situation. Okay? Yeah, let's remember, in our situation, the guy didn't really eat any nuts. So he ate bread with milk. It's not realistic, it's not the right thing. But the writer would say, you have to bench him after eating a ham sandwich. Okay, because he holds, and that mission says, I'm a horse, horse, and so on, that's only talking about, you don't count the mizumin. Right? In those cases, that's a different thing. The kakira here is within the Rambam. In order to bench, would you have to bench after eating a milk and a roll? So according to one side, no, because he ate something, because I'll say, now I'll eat, it's also. If you hold it's an actual zero, like the Kriya Chemsa Shisus, you don't have to bench. You don't have to bench right about Chol Chazur. According to Rabbi. Hashem, okay, if you hold like it's not, it, no, it's just the zero, you might come to you with inflation. Good, you didn't realize you ate it by mistake, of course it's the bench. But the same thing with this,
Can we say that, just on a practical level, can we pass that if a person has shogeg, that based on the pasuk, the washing of the pasuk, that it would be Jumeka bracha, the person who has it?
Bracha, because if you ate Sviya, that's the kind of compliment.
Or for instance, someone who's a whole air,
right,
that you still need to go.
But that's, I'm not sure.
Well, this is based on Herodotera. So as long as that, when we check everything, can we just make them?
Okay, but
we check everything. We know what it is.
I'm not sure. And another interesting possible afternoon, okay, is something which is discussed in the on the bottom of the page, here on the bottom of the page of Shohara. Yeah, the Nafas Tzvi. The Nafas Tzvi discusses the Machlokas. It's Ein Loshen Isa Bechala. Okay, it's a longer page. I'm not reading the whole thing. I'll say, but he gets an interesting question. Can you go ahead with Chachila, okay, with Chachila, to put in, let's say, I don't know, for some whatever reason you want to do it, can you put in a few drops of milk, into just a couple of drops? It's going to be it improves the texture, whatever reason you want to do it, okay? Would that be a problem? And so therefore, when it would come out, we go to the shisha, by the time the bread comes out of the oven, so even if you would eat with flesh, it's not a problem. Or is that an issue of any outlets of hakira? Right? So that too could depend on the same hakira. Okay, depend on the same hakira. If you hold it, the whole concern is you're going to eat it with flesh. It's not a problem with flesh. Right? It's just a concern that you may come to eat this milky bread with flesh. It only has a few drops of possible shishim anyway, so you leave with flesh. Big deal. There's no problem with doing that, even hakira. Hashem came. If you hold it, it's very well, it's there, the greater chetzer shusser, you can't aim on the sun, you can't twist that around, you can't...
Right.
That's true. Okay, that's another reason to say, but I'm saying even if you hold that you can't, it still be mutter, because the whole thing, according to that side of Hakir, because the whole zera is up. Okay, the last thing, I'll say one more thing, because this is later, right? One of the things in the Chochmas Adam. The Chochmas Adam is in Klal Nun in Siv Dalet. First of all, he says, the Dafka Shehoya Bo Kol Kach Chalav She'ein Be'isa Shishim Kenegdo. Alun Ein Bo Rat Ma'at Chalav Ad She'esh Be'isa Shishim Kenegdo Mutu Lo'okol Avad. He doesn't say what he can do it in the first place, but he said it's only a problem if there's enough milk. Okay, the Lo Gazrina She'yom Lo'okol Avasar. He seems to say, since we're not worried, then it's not a problem. And he says, the Nira Li, here's the finish. We'll finish with this for today. The Nira Li, the Eno Yodea Igesh Bo Tam Chola. Let's see, we're not sure. With these two rolls, I forget already. You're at that bank roll. Yeah, we'll do. And see, so listen to this. It says, the Eno Yodea Igesh Bo Chola, Mutter Le Tamo. You can taste it. The Eno Bo Tam Chola, Mutter Le Tamo. You can go ahead and eat it. Again, the whole knowledge by itself, right? So he says you can just take a quick taste. Now, we're not talking about eating with flesh, but remember, we said that this challah can't eat at all, right? So if you taste it and you discover that there's taka, no milk in the flavor, even though maybe you're not sure, maybe even if it was baked, so we're not saying you go ahead and eat it with flesh, but you don't have to throw the whole thing out. Now, from the Chochmas Adam, from the fact that you can, I don't think he would say that, you know, he says, you can't, you know, what's his point? Clearly, he holds like the tzad, this is not a real isser. You can taste it, really, since when? Okay, in other words,
Subject to your father, the cool. Right? It could still be this, though.
But if they said that, we wouldn't look at it, 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 we wouldn't look at it if a guy can take eat something that the Rabbanim say, that something like something the Rabbanim, I mean, well, something the Rabbanim Kula, we should be able to eat it. No, but here they made the rule. That was the Xeric. You can't eat it by itself. That was the Xeric. They made a rule. You can't eat it alone.
It's a suffix on the Xeric.
Right. The suffix on the Xeric, I mean, maybe it wasn't. So,
something in this item is falls on the Xeric.
Right. Just a minute. I hear it. So just think of the Rabbanim, the whole thing should be with her.
You used to dress in Basar Bechal, which is everything is...
No. This is all just called by itself. Okay, I gotta think of that again. The Chafa Zalman says, I mean, I want to say that's part of that same Kakira, so maybe it's not. Maybe. But why does he say, I will come back to anyway, I'll stop over here. There's a Shem tomorrow, we'll finish up. There's not really that much left here. I'll talk a little bit about what Sid Gimel about Mecha Milsa, which really more was Sugi Perl, which we'll say briefly here. Okay.